hands up for me. Let me see.
The Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail has an average daily population of 470 men and women. Superintendent Martin Coomer has worked here for nearly 20 years, and over that time, the number of inmates has been as high as 600.
They were being housed on mats in the gym. It was not a good situation here, and the jail authority was faced with the distinct possibility of having to add on to the jail at considerable expense. Tens of millions of dollars.
One big reason for the increase was a growing population of people with mental illness, according to Eugene Simopoulos, a forensic psychiatrist and director of mental health at the jail.
Correctional facilities are becoming the de facto psychiatric care facilities. As the number of beds are limited at state facilities and other hospitals, individuals are invariably ending up here and unfortunately, sometimes receiving mental health care here for the first time.
Simopoulos can only be at the jail one day a week, spending the rest of his time at Western State Hospital. That's because Virginia provides very little funding for jailhouse prisoners suffering serious psychiatric conditions. Here, Charlottesville, Albemarle, and Nelson counties chip in, making it possible to have a psychiatric nurse on staff. And researchers at the University of Virginia volunteered to find out how many prisoners needed help. Under the supervision of Neil Goodlow, a criminal justice planner for regional government, UVA screened about 1,100 people jailed over an 8-month period.
Out of that 1,102, we found 273 met the minimum screening criteria for serious mental illness: schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depression. So about 1 in 4 individuals.
Ideally, those people should be connected to community mental health services before they're released. But the research team found that was happening in less than 40% of cases. So Nurse Juanita Morris stepped up her game.
You're already set. I've got a prescription for you that'll take care of a month.
She now debriefs all prisoners with mental illness before they leave the jail.
If you get to Florida and they don't want to fill that prescription, you call me here at the jail or email me.
Okay.
Remember, you were going to email me anyway and tell me how great you were doing down there. You're going to go back to school and back to work.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you for helping me through what I was going through. When I first got here, you know, I thought I had lost everything.
You're on your way out the door now. Count the hours. Yes.
You best believe it.
The governor's budget, to be considered by lawmakers next month, contains $3.5 million over 2 years for mental health services in jails. And Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran says there's money to help inmates who are mentally ill once they leave state prisons.
We will now provide a mental health specialist at every probation and parole office in the Commonwealth. That's a first. It's unprecedented. It costs about $3 million. But it's an effort that's going to return money to the taxpayer.
Because prisoners with untreated mental illness are more likely to commit new crimes once they're released, and it costs the state about $28,000 a year to keep each of them locked up. Experts say it would be better and cheaper to simply divert people who are mentally ill from jails and prisons to treatment centers in the first place. In our next report, we'll travel to Augusta County, where officials are doing just that. I'm Sandy Houseman.